Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Hey, folks, a quick announcement for our good friend Jim Perry, creator and host of the Euphemet podcast.
Longtime listeners of the show are going to remember Jim from being a guest on Astonishing Legends episode 150 back in August of 2019. And Euphemet is an outstanding show that he's been producing for a while, and the new season is dropping right now.
It's a feature on a girl named Sarah who grew up in a small town on Cape Cod where magic was very real and never to be forgotten.
This is a great new offering from Euphemet, and we're excited about the new season. So we partnered up with Jim to get a sneak peek of the show out now to our listeners before he even mentions it online anywhere. And on top of that, even though it's officially releasing tomorrow, Thursday, March 11th, he pulled a fast one and has just posted it tonight on March 10th with no announcement.
So this is a sneak preview of a new season that has quietly been launched tonight. Wednesday, March 10th. Astonishing Legends subscribers hearing this message are finding out about it before the rest of the world will, and can get to it right now by finding and subscribing to Euphemet on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Euphemet, E-U-P-H-O-M-E-T. Look for it wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's roll the trailer.
Hey, it's Jim Perry, host of Euphemet, a podcast about the unknown and our relationship to it. And I wanted to let you know that we begin a new season on Thursday, March 11th. New episodes every other week featuring real people sharing stories on how anomalous experiences have shaped their life. We can't wait to return on March 11th, but for now, please enjoy this sneak preview of an upcoming episode and keep looking up.
I always knew like things were different around me. When we started house shopping, that's when it started coming out the most. Still remember it. One of the first houses that we looked at, pulled up, chain link fence in the front, nice beautiful green grass, and I was in the back seat with my mom and my sister, and I look at the house and the first thing I see is on one of the walls, sitting in the chair so she would be facing the floor, is an old lady. So she was not on the ground, her chair was on the wall when I saw her, kind of looking over and smiling, but it was the ugliest, most putrid smile ever. And that's the image that I got. It's not like I'm seeing you. It's almost like a quick, like a boom, like a flash, like bam, there's an image. And I was a little kid, you know? And as soon as that image hit me, I grabbed onto my mom. And my mom, she was always very in tune with me. She said, you know, what's the matter? And I said, hey, look, there's no lady in this house. I just saw her. She's in there. She's not nice. She's in that back room right there. I'm like, Mom, I don't want to go in this house. And I started freaking out, started panicking. Thank God for my mom, because she said to my dad, she's like, hey, we're not going in this house. And he's like, well, why not? She's like, no, you know what? I don't really like it. And she made something up. And she told him later, you know, what I had told her. And my father was very, he's old school. And a drinker back then, and unfortunately he was physically abusive towards me back then, and you know, he went the typical, he needs to stop being such a and blah blah blah. And right away I was like, this is strange, this isn't right, like why is this happening to me? We fast forward, my dad's talking to my mom and he's got this look like disbelief. He's just like, what? Are you sure? Are you positive? And being the nosy little kid that I was, you know, I walk in and he walks away from my mom and I'm like, what's wrong with dad? You know, what's his deal? And Vera, the lady that was the realtor, told him that yes, there was an elderly woman that lived there and she passed away in the house. She passed away in one of the back rooms. And I right away was like, I knew it, you know, I was like, oh, I told you, you know, I had a victory, you know, it wasn't a good one, but I was just like, oh, yes. I hope he's terrified. And he looked terrified, this man. He just looked like, I can't believe this, because my dad is very like, if I don't see it, I'm not going to believe it. You know, if it doesn't happen, if I didn't see it, it didn't happen. And I'm like, that's an awful way to think.
On March 11th, we begin again. The critically acclaimed podcast Euphemet returns. Hear it on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.